Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday, the first Monday of February 2025. And you know what I noticed this morning? I don't know if this was like a fluke or if this is the new normal, but the express lanes that go southbound through the city were open before 5, Steve Miggs.
They knew you were trying to get to work a little earlier.
Normally, they don't open until 5. I drove before 5 past the entrance there, and there were already cars. So maybe it's starting to open earlier. I don't know what's going on out there.
See, now I live in the South End. I don't really experience it as much. I know, like, closer to, like, when you're coming into the city, you kind of do. But I never really do that much. But when I was living in Northgate, it was always, like, one of those things where you're like, please let the express lanes be open. And when they weren't, I would just get so mad. Or if I could see that they were about to open them up, but it's too late for me.
Oh, yeah.
It would just, like, put me in a rage. I'm like, God, son of a bitch, I should have left later.
It can make your day great or it can make your day not great, whether they are open or not.
Right, right.
So now they're open earlier. Congratulations, okay. Everyone.
Good for you. Maybe it was the groundhog that made that happen.
Maybe it was. Now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by the Seattle Boat Show, seattleboatshow.com. Anybody see, I know Danny, on your way to going to Austin, you saw the giant rubber duck.
It really freaked me out. I was like, why is there just this big duck in the middle of the two fields downtown?
Well, it was you and pretty much everyone in the Pacific Northwest, because on Friday we had to figure out what was going on because people were texting us. It was all over social media, and it turns out that the Seattle Boat Show brought this giant, the world's largest rubber duck in, and it's already gone, though.
So it wasn't for the entirety of the boat show?
It's so hard. The rubber duck's got a lot of places to be, a lot of things to do. Yes, apparently. I haven't seen it because it was too dark when I was driving in, but my buddy Keith posted something on his Instagram stories using Boys to Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye.
To the rubber ducks. Duck.
Are you serious? I literally just told Danny we have to go there this Friday to see the rubber duck in person. I missed my opportunity.
Yes.
We're going to have to find you a different attraction, Sarah. You know, there is no duck.
I did get a picture of it, and I could, with my phone app, I can superimpose you and Danny in front of the duck.
Actually, I would love that.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
Thank you.
So there, at least, you know. Wait, you guys had plans to go just to see the rubber duck?
Yes! So we were literally going to park on the street and then walk to Lumen Field parking garage so I can get a selfie with this big duck.
I told her the same thing. I said it was gone, and she's like, it's here till the 8th. It says on the duck's Instagram.
Does it say that?
It says that it's here till the 8th. Maybe they deflated it.
Look, you know what? My buddy sometimes parties a little too hard. There's a very good chance that he was looking the wrong direction.
He just missed it.
You just don't know. Hey, the DMV, like I said, seattleboatshow.com. Today, I'm a little, I don't know if I want to tell Tatum that today is this day because it's National Doggy Date Night. And I worry that if I bring it up, Tatum's going to spend the entire day planning an elaborate day for a DJ. And of course, DJ's a freaking dog. She's not going to appreciate it.
See, I was more envisioning like Lady and the Tramp date night for doggies.
Oh.
Like two dogs going on a date. That's what I was envisioning.
I'm thinking more like a bro date. Let's go out, get some chicken wings, hang out, watch the game. I don't know what game we're watching, but we're watching a game. Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
No.
I did.
And how was it, Steve?
You made the better choice.
Did you feel old? Because that's what always happens when I watch the Grammys.
The Grammys have become, who the F is this? Yep. I didn't really hate that song. And then I go online and try and listen to a couple more of their songs. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a big fan. It was just, I always appreciate the performance. It's still one of my favorite award shows because at least there's musical acts. It's a little bit more lighthearted. Although last night was a little bit more somber and serious because they were talking a lot about the fires that were happening. Did some great tributes. All in all, I thought it was a... What I saw, and I didn't see all of it. I saw about two-thirds of it. It was a fun watch. I'm not going to be able to tell you, hey, go check it out to catch this moment or that moment. The big winner, of course, was Beyonce, finally. I mean, I felt like it was just bound to happen. It seems like this was just a giant campaign to give her an album of the year for a change because she hasn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, like, Miley Cyrus at one point is up there about to, like, award, like, the Song of the Year or one of those awards, and she's like, I'm sure it's Beyonce, but here, if it's not, it should be. And then she opens it, and it's not Beyonce.
Oh, no!
It's Kendrick Lamar, who won a bunch of awards for that diss track about Drake, which was just kind of hilarious. Because I'm like, okay, we knew Kendrick hated Drake based on record sales and popularity of the song. It seems like most of music fans hate Drake. And then we learned also most people in the music industry seem to hate Drake as well because everybody was excited for him. They were singing along to the parts where he insults Drake.
So wild.
Like the part where he says A minor in that song. If you know the song, you know what we're talking about. The entire crowd says it.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
Man, everybody loves Kendrick. Not too many people like Drake. So that was the big takeaway I got from the Grammy Awards.
Steve Meigs, when was the last time you bought market-side broccoli florets from Walmart? Because right now, the FDA has elevated the recall to class one status. This says that there's like risk of serious illness, listeria, all that yucky stuff. And about 20 states have had this brand distributed within it. And it has that best by date of December 10th. So if you got those market side broccoli florets in your freezer, you better check.
I've been telling people for years that broccoli will kill you. Just don't eat it.
You sound like Thrill.
Yeah, right. Hey, the Kraken. They're going to play again. Don't worry. They lost to the Calgary Flames 3-2. Although they had a great win over the weekend that Sarah was at. It was like 6-2.
It was awesome. Yeah.
You need to go to more games. Apparently, you're the magic addition.
I'm the good luck charm. What can I say?
As far as weather, that's, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of talk about the cold weather, the snow. Some people experienced some snow over the weekend. Our high today is going to be 38 degrees. Mm. It's currently 31 degrees outside. Ooh. We're supposed to have some clouds, icy conditions, so be prepared and be warned. And that is the DMD brought to you by Palace Law, and that's what's up.
Did you get hit with the snow that Steve was just talking about over the weekend? Because one member of this show did, literally, thanks to their kid. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, a good bit of the Pacific Northwest got some snow, Steve Migs.
Did you get any?
Oh, we got like the idea of snow.
The idea.
A whisper of snow.
The concept of snow.
Yes, the essence of snow. It would be snowing so hard, and then 5 seconds later, there'd be nothing on the ground.
I honestly thought you were probably going to like open up your front door on Saturday morning to a complete like avalanche of snow because I was driving home from Vancouver, British Columbia on Friday night. A bunch of us went up and wrestled at this place called WrestleCore at the Rickshaw Theater. It was a great time. Driving back after midnight, and all of a sudden we hit the Stanwood exit. And you know, like the scene in Star Wars when it looks like you're going light speed, but all the stars are flying by? That's what it was like with snow. And it
Yikes.
Was. And of course, there weren't a lot of cars on the road, so like the roads were just fully covered and people were sliding. It was kind of like a white knuckling kind of moment. But I was like, oh man, Taryn's going to wake up to just like, I was almost going to text you and be like, get the shovel out, lady.
Good luck digging.
So, but no, that wasn't the case.
No, it was very disappointing. What about you?
We had a couple moments where it was dusting and then a moment yesterday where it just started dumping down with like those big snowflakes.
Oh yeah.
And my wife, Sid, she was at church or she was at whatever. She was at church, actually. And she was doing some stuff with everybody. And she texts me and goes, tell Tatum to go look outside because we weren't paying attention to what was going on outside. So me and Tatum walked by the window and Tatum, without even hesitation, it was almost like out of a movie, like where like you're about ready to go to battle with like the bad guys. She just looks at me and goes, let's go.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what she wanted to do. We put on the little winter jacket. We got out there, and it was so much fun to watch her. Like, she was just in her element, doing the snow angels, trying to pack snowballs, and it was packing. The snowballs.
Yeah.
Just pulled out a gun. And I grabbed some audio of Tatum just having the best time in the snow. And here it is.
Tatum, what are we doing out here?
Playing in the snow.
Are you making snowballs?
Yeah.
Is this your first time ever making snowballs?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Throwing them.
At who?
That.
Yeah, she starts chucking these snowballs at me, and then one of them hit me. And it's like one of those moments where it's like, I think she was going for my face, but she kind of caught like the neck, and it like kind of got that spot where like your shirt opens a little bit, and then the ice just starts dripping down. It was like, you know, like that's like, I'd rather you hit me in the face. Like,
thanks,
now it's
kid.
Just like, this is just lingering inside of my shirt.
Maybe DJ wants to get snow on her.
Spoiler alert, DJ did not want to get snow on her.
She did not like it.
Well, she liked it at first until Tatum's basically trying to turn DJ into a snow dog.
Okay, let's attack DJ.
The snow's awesome.
The snow's awesome?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are you going to throw a snowball at me?
Yeah!
Ah! You got me.
That's the moment where she got me.
We didn't have enough snow in the yard. We did not have enough snow in the yard to make one single snowball. Like, it was so light.
We were packing them. We had, like, a whole, like, row of snowballs going, chucking them at each other, having the best. Her aim wasn't the best. I totally could have dominated her. But, you know, as a good dad, I didn't want to completely crush her experience.
That's good. That's nice of you.
Dad got some hot cocoa, went to Anthem. It was a great snow day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell Barrett any of that because he'll be very jealous. 206-803-ROCK. When you were growing up, Rockaholics, what was your thing to do in the snow? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls about snow after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was your thing to do in the snow? Let's talk about snowmobiling, maybe snowball fights, even yellow snow, Steve.
Okay.
Maybe not. But whatever
it
might be.
Is that your thing?
No. We want to hear your snow stories. 206-803-ROCK. We've been watching Ice Age a lot, and there's a yellow snow moment,
sure.
And Barrett thinks it's so funny.
I'm picturing at some point in college, especially in Pullman.
Oh, my God.
I would not be shocked if Taryn Daly spelled her full name in the snow at some point. I'm not saying you spelled it well.
These hips don't lie.
Okay. In honor of Shakira last night at the Grammys, your hips don't lie as well. That's great.
206-803-ROCK. Growing up, what was your thing to do in the snow?
Someone says, we had a huge hill in our neighborhood. This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. And we would bust out the snowballs and do all that kind of stuff. But also, we would grab our snowboards and go down the hill. That is until my brother took out our neighbor's storage shed. He broke his nose in the process. My parents banned us from doing that ever again.
Ouch.
Yes. Well, you live in a farm area.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's like a lot of open space.
There's a lot of open space.
What would you and your sisters and your brother do?
Well, so we actually grew up in Seattle, so we lived kind of close to Bitter Lake, and there was this awesome hill behind our school there, Broadview Thompson, and you could sled. You could get going so fast and nearly hit the water. So it was always like, is someone going to hit the water? Is someone going to hit the lake? I never saw it, but that was always what we wanted to try to accomplish.
I'm guessing was the water frozen?
Yes.
Okay.
But we could never get going fast enough. We never hit the lake, but it was always what we tried to do.
I was thinking about mine, and it's like, it's a tale of like young and innocent and teen and dumb. So like young and innocent, like my brother and all my friends, whenever like we used to get like when the snow hit sometimes in Brooklyn, New York, like there were times where it was like feet upon feet of snow. It was awesome as a kid. We'd build these giant mountains where like parking spots would be and like slide down that. But then we got like one of those little like, you know, like for sand castles and things along those lines, but we use it for snow. We would try and build igloos.
Oh, yeah.
And we would build these awesome igloos until we're like, this is amazing. And then we'd get inside of it and just crumble.
Oh, no.
But then as a teen, we were all into, I think it was called skitching. Skitching.
Oh,
or
yeah.
So do you know it? Okay.
I don't only, I know it because you've told me what it is before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what it was, and it sounded really cool.
And really dangerous. What you would do is, when it was snowy and icy out, some would do it with skateboards. Those are a little gnarly. Like, they take the wheels and the trucks off their skateboards.
Oh.
And you would grab onto, like, the bumper or something that you could grab onto on the back of a bus, typically. And you would just kind of hold on. And typically, they're not going very fast because snowy conditions, but they're still moving. And you would just ride that until you didn't want to do it anymore, and then you'd let go, which seems like, I'm shocked that there weren't more news stories of kids being run over by other cars.
What did you call it?
Skitching.
See, because is that the same thing as hooky bobbin?
What?
That's what we call it. I mean, that's what we would call it if you were like getting pulled behind a vehicle in the
hooky
snow.
Bobbin.
Hooky bobbin.
Hooky bobbin sounds amazing. But we would do it without skateboard, like, just on your shoes.
Oh my God.
It was so slushy that it wasn't a problem. And it was like so much fun. Sometimes you fall on your butt and your whole butt would get soaked. But none of us ever got hurt. But looking back on it, what idiots were we trying to do something as dumb as that? Like hickey bobbing?
Hooky bobbing.
Oh, hooky bobbing.
Hooky bobbing.
Hickey bobbing's a whole other thing.
Skitching and hooky bobbing. 206-803-ROCK, growing up, what was your thing to do in the snow? I honestly, we used to go up to Stevens Pass quite a bit, and it was the most genius thing my parents would ever do. They'd get themselves a snowy date on the mountain. They'd put all the kids in lessons, and they would go on a snow date.
Oh, that's fun.
So smart.
Got a text that says, we had older teens in the neighborhood. We would pull out inner tubes behind their car in the neighborhood when it snowed, and we would just ambush and throw snowballs at the person on the tube. They and chase us. Great times.
I want to do this as a grown-up. 206-803-ROCK. Justin from Ferndale, what did you used to do in the snow?
So funny enough, Karen, I grew up in the roughly the same area as you, and I went to Broadview Thompson.
Let's go Bulldogs!
Oh, yeah. And then, funny enough, I almost went into the lake.
Oh, my God! I'm so jealous. I never even got that close.
Oh, yeah, no. So me and my four of my buddies, we got our big inner tube to go out on the lake in the summer, and we shot down that hill as far as we go. We ran down, jumped on, and we bailed at the last second, so our inner tube went like 30 feet into the lake, and we were trying to figure out how to get it out.
Oh my gosh. Bitter lake memories, Justin. I love it so much.
A couple of texts. I said, yep, Taryn, yep, it's the same thing as
hooky bobbin.
Hooky bob. Another person says it's actually called skeeching. S-K-I-ching.
Oh.
Well, you know, in New York, we pronounce things weird. So I'm not surprised that we call it sketching.
Wait, what did they say it was called?
Skeeching.
Skeeching. Okay. Yes. All right. We're learning new things all the time.
Hooky bobbin.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? And looking at his record, you do have a little bit of work to do, Rockaholics. He has a record of 31 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.